Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get back to your open line calls. Al is on a cell and he's on 97.1. What's up, Al?
What's up, man?
Hey, Al.
I think Patricia needs to go. I'm sorry. Would you go to a restaurant that served you crappy food for like 2 years or oil change place that gave you crappy service for 2 years? No.
No, I would not.
And, yeah, I mean... And the product that we put on the field is despicable. It's horrible. I mean, every year we got to sit here and look at the team. We get our hopes up high just to get them let down year after year after year after year. And why is it that other organizations can go out and find talent, and out of those five or six people that you draft, three of them are impactful players immediately? Immediately.
Well,
we don't have that. We don't have that. We've drafted a running back whose knee was messed up when he was in college. We draft old, rundown players. We get them from other teams and think that they're going to change our team, and they don't. They don't. They come in hurt, they stay hurt, and they do nothing to change the team. And as far as evaluation of players, maybe that's where we need to start. Maybe we need a change of evaluation of players. Whoever is evaluating these players and bringing these players in, you can't draft a top-tier running back. You can't draft a top-tier O-lineman. You can't draft a top-tier corner. A top-tier safety, and then you trade the safety that we have, and he goes out and start making star plays, and they beat the undefeated team last night.
Well, I'll just say this. They have, I think there's a really good chance that they have drafted a top-tier O-lineman in Frank Ragnow and a top-tier safety in Tracy Walker, but only time will tell those things. But, Al, your question is valid. Here's the thing. You say you think he needs to go, and one of the questions we have out of this this exchange between Patricia and Jeff Rieger regarding whether he should get a third year. Is there anything that he can do to change your mind? I mean, honestly, they are
win every game for the rest of the season.
Okay. If they win every game for the rest of the season, I mean, that's a valid answer. If they go 7-0 and finish 10-5-1,
that's it.
Okay. What if they go 6-1 and finish 9-6-1?
That's a yes.
It would have to be like a nail biter game for that 10th game, like it was with the Packers when we got robbed or something. Other than that, I mean, I'm tired of the same product, man. I mean, I know season ticket holders that don't even go to the game.
I mean, nine wins. I think
I don't even recover from the Lions' loss until Tuesday morning.
Well, here we are, Tuesday morning.
Al, I
would expect if they were to go and win six of the last seven games and go 9-5-1, 9-6-1, you'd have to say that they deserve to come back.
Kang, what about you? You pulled the plug 2 weeks ago. 7-0?
This morning you asked me, and I said at 7-0, I'd have to bring it back. I mean, to go undefeated for the rest of the year, that shows progress. And at the best part, too, the second half of the year at least.
6-1.
That's it. That's my minimum, 6-1.
Okay, 5-2. If they finish 8-7-1, you're pulling the plug.
Yeah.
It's a really, really gray.
I feel like that it could be some fool's gold there. You know what
sure
I mean? The 5-2, all you pulled the wool over my eyes once again. You ended the season strong. But 7-0, you can't argue. That's undefeated. 6-1 is my bare minimum.
Now, let's be clear here. Well, maybe I should just speak for myself. I am not predicting either of those things to happen. Gator, are you predicting either of those things to happen?
Oh, no.
Kang?
Definitely not.
Okay, just making sure here. But that means there is something that can be done, as unlikely as it seems. And it's not, I don't think that's being unfair. The Lions have created this situation. Now, what my man said, Al, was kind of interesting. He said 5-2 for them to finish 9-7-1.
That would be with
9-6-1. Sorry.
No, if they won six games, they'd finish 9-6-1.
Yeah, if they went six games, and he's no, I guess when he said 5-2, is that 5-2 where he said it's got to be a game like the Green Bay game?
6-1, take it away.
Okay. They've already had one of those. Like, that's where I would argue with Al and say, well, they did have the Green Bay game robbed from him, acknowledged by everyone everywhere. So I would cut him a bit of a break with that if there was like a hard number to get to. But then again, I don't think either of these things are going to happen. I think at this point, every game is in question. There's no more game where I look at it and I think this team is absolutely going to win that game.
I think if you go from 6 wins 1 year to 9 wins the next year, that's improvement and you bring them back. I don't think they're going to win 6 games to do that. If they go from 6 games 1 year to 8 wins the next year, it's kind of where I thought they'd be. And I guess given what the first half looked like, I'd consider it. I'd have to see how the whole second half unfolds and how they're winning these games. But anything less than 8, and I'm done.
248-539-9797. Martin is in Wixom, and he is next. Hello, Martin.
Are you going to hang up on me this time, Gator? What fantasy world are you guys living in?
Maybe.
They're not going to go 6-1, 5-2, or 7-0.
Martin, when did we say that they were going to do that?
You said what? Let me hear me out. You said what if? There is no reason to bring this guy back. And the only reason he comes back is if they shut down Stafford and give themselves another year to make this thing work. There is no reason why Patricia should come back. They don't know how to close out a game.
You just said something I think warrants a follow-up. If they shut down Stafford, you think he should come back?
No, I don't, but they're going to bring themselves an excuse to bring him back. Well, the Stafford went down, and we really didn't have our quarterback. And that's the only way they come back is by protecting their job. If they are smart, regardless job security or not, they shut down Stafford. But there's no reason why anybody as a Lions fan in this state would want Patricia back. I can argue this team should be 7-1, and they don't know how to close out a game.
All right, that's so if they go, so if they go 7-0 the rest of the way, then they can't. They don't come back.
They can't. They don't come back. But I'm saying they're gonna, if they're smart, Quinn would just get rid of Patricia.
All right, let me ask you this. If they go 7-0, would you, Martin, bring them back?
You have no choice. I can't even define no. You have no choice. But you really see this team going 7-0?
No, I don't see this team going 7-0. No, it's not about what I
see. There's no reason to bring it back.
I wonder why I hang up on you. It's because you don't listen. Although Doug did that time. I'm not saying they're going 7-0. I think they're hopeless, and I'd fire them at the end of the season too. But if they go 7-0 and win 10 games, they're probably in the playoffs. And yes, I would say you got to come back. So would you.
Football's a weird thing, man. Stuff can happen. There's going to be, you know what's going to happen? There's 32 teams. Somebody right now who looks great is going to S the bed and collapse down the stretch and lose 5 of their last 6. And somebody right now who looks like crap, somebody is going to win 6 of their last 7. Somebody is going to get hot. And, you know, we talk about Martin all the time. We look at things from all angles and all possibilities. We call it the old 360. Look at it from every possible angle. And right now, I think just about everybody in Detroit doesn't want this crew back. But if they are that team, They might save their jobs.
Just so I understand, you hung up on them that time.
I did hang up, but that was because we were up against the break.
Well, fair enough. I just want the record to show.
We didn't have a ton of time for it. Okay, look, I mean, there's some stuff there to chew on, but you know, he kind of laundry lists some stuff that I think you expect from 32 out of 32 NFL teams. Tough, fights, work hard. He works his butt off. Yes. The most interesting thing he said was there's progress that he sees that he finds encouraging that everyone else doesn't see. This would be great to know what those things are. But Gator, you said he probably wouldn't say those things publicly anyway, but it would be nice to have some concrete examples of, well, actually, we think Will Harris is going to be a star, and here's the reason why. And we think Austin Bryant's going to be a star, and here's the reason why. And the moment we have our whole defensive line fully intact for an entire game, you're going to see what this defense is meant to be, but we are counting on all these guys or something. Like something, but I'm not going to crush him either. I'm not crushing him for this response. I'm just saying why that's not a response that feels that engenders a feeling of confidence.
No, it doesn't, because you want to hear something that's concrete and tangible and that you can believe in, and that doesn't say anything. What that tells me is that, okay, they may be practicing really well and doing things great in practice, and then Sunday comes and they don't do it. Well, why not? Why can't you get what works in practice to work on Sundays?
Yep.
Because that's your job. Your job is to make it work on Sundays. part of your job is to get it to work during the week as you're teaching them. But ultimately, Sunday's the test, right? You study Monday through Saturday. Sunday, you got to test every Sunday. And so far, they're failing.
248-539-9797.
And Bob, I know about failing tests.
Bob in Clinton Township, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
All right, Bob.
Hey, I'm kind of tired of hearing everybody yell at Matt Patricia. If you look at all of the injuries we've had, I don't think you can blame him for those. Maybe you can. Maybe it's his offensive prowess. But I'd give him another year or two. None of our teams in the past have been coached by people for 1 or 2 years and been successful. I don't suspect that's going to happen here. And maybe this guy is a rocket scientist, but he sure isn't a public speaker.
Well, we haven't had teams who are coached by guys for 4, 5, 6, 7 years that have been successful either.
Well, if you think about it, though, we're going through the same old regime we had before, but Martha's a little different, and I think she's going to get tired of the crap.
What do you mean the same old regime as before?
Well, you don't have Mr. Ford saying, oh, I love everybody here. And Martha didn't do that.
Okay, yeah, I think Martha is different. And
I think she's different, too.
I know it's contrary to popular belief. I don't think she will hesitate to pull the trigger if she thinks
I don't think she will be either. And I do think that I've seen some progress. I see their second, third, fourth round draft picks showing a lot of promise. But you're not going to have these guys come into the league and be pros all at one time. So if you don't give this guy at least 2 more years,
wow,
you're not going to have anything successful. And even if he does go and fall on his ass, who cares? He's going to be gone.
Well, then you've just wasted. I mean, your best player is your quarterback on this team, and you've wasted any opportunity or a window that you think that you have with him.
Yeah, clock
if you're
going to
give him 4 years. The clock is absolutely ticking.
Well, I don't think the quarterback's going to get 4 years, not with a broken back, 2 years in a row. Come on, guys. He probably didn't heal from last year.
Well, they say it's different injury, and they also say that he could return soon.
And it's not unusual for quarterbacks to play into their mid-30s. That's why we say it. If this is a career-threatening injury, that obviously changes the timeline. There's nothing yet that leads me to believe that. But you know, could it be? I suppose it could be. Here's feedback we got. I like that Patricia answered Jeff's question and didn't go all D'Antonio on him. I say play out the year and see where the team's at before firing the coach. I mean, I like that he answered it too. It warrants more questions I'm going to try and get the answer to. Maybe not today, but at some point, what is the progress that he sees that they find encouraging? Hey, guys, don't you think Bob Quinn has managed the salary cap very nicely and we are set up to add more premium talent in coming years, thus warranting him another year or two? I say keep him around for that reason, if nothing else. He's got a plan. That's from Mike at work. I have less angst about Quinn than I do Patricia, although that doesn't mean I'm fully approving of everything Bob Quinn does, because Quinn ultimately was in charge of the hiring of the head coach that is Matt Patricia. Do you think the Lions can be like the 49ers next year if they keep Matt Patricia next year? Took KS 3 years, Kyle Shanahan. In his first 3 years, he was 6-10, 4-12 with a quarterback injured. The Lions are in the same boat. Can we be the next 49ers? That's from Chris.
Well, we're not in the same boat because it's not the same. I mean, the quarterback injury here is different than the quarterback injury in San Francisco.
Well, it is, but there is an injury.
And they also had 3 solid quarterbacks there in San Francisco. They had really good backups in San Francisco.
But the quarterback injury could impact year two of this regime the way it did in San Francisco. I think that's the relevant comparison, but we'll see. I mean, the quarterback might be back this week. Problem is, he was supposed to be an upgrade. 9-7 is looking pretty dang good enough right now.
Well, getting back to the one final point in the last text, the quarterback's not the problem.
No, but with the quarterback, his point is San Francisco went 6-10, then went 4-12 when their quarterback got hurt. This quarterback, who knows what he's going to be, but he's asking if this quarterback's out the rest of the year and it impacts their record, could they follow the same arc as San Francisco?
I understand that, but I'm just saying that even with the healthy, we had a healthy quarterback for half a season and they had a losing record.
Yes.
So it's the defense that's the issue.
Bruno in Dearborn Heights, those are typical statements you make when you know your head is on the chopping block. From Brett and Grand Blank, I have to remind myself that Quinn has no good draft picks besides Galladay and Johnson. We have no good players in the pipeline in the mix. With poor coaching, this is why I feel they both need to go. I wouldn't say that he's drafted only two good players. Frank Ragnow is a very good player, and I think will only get better. TJ Hockenson, I think, is going to be an outstanding tight end, and he's already, he's better than last year's tight ends already. Guys, I used to have a tough boss who'd tell us, don't confuse effort with results. Isn't that where we are now with Patricia? It's from Jim in Royal Oak. Sort of. Let's go to Dorian in Detroit. You're next. What's up, Dorian?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
All right. Yeah, I'd like to agree with you on one aspect of, if you go 0-7, can he? If he goes 7-0, it would have to take the mercy of Dallas collapsing, Chicago forgetting how to play football defensively, for that to even occur.
See, I don't think so. They just lost 20-13 in Chicago with a backup quarterback. If Matt Stafford played Sunday, do you think they beat Chicago?
Nope.
Oh, I do.
What?
Because they are. Nope. There's no guarantees in that. You could say that speculatively.
Well, there's no guarantees. Of course, there's not. But I
would you have felt that if Stafford played, given how the backup quarterback played against the Bears, do you think that the Lions would have had a much better chance and would have won the game with Stafford last on Sunday? Are you still going to say no?
1% is point, and I'm going to tell you why. Defensively, if you look at the scheme that they ran and how that game went, the Hail Mary more or less to Galladay, that was a free-for-all play that he actually stood in the pocket. Stafford probably would have got sacked on that. He wouldn't have got himself out of that to throw that.
Wow.
Also, the drop passes by a lot of the receivers.
Okay. So I guess by that logic, Dorian, then you think that Jeff Driscoll should be playing at quarterback because he was only a percentage point behind Stafford.
Look at his numbers. He outthrew Trubisky. Stafford wouldn't have did the same numbers.
I don't know. Matthew Stafford has a quarterback rating on the season of like 107. Are you kidding me? Are you saying you'd rather have Driscoll than Stafford?
No, I'm saying what you have to do is just stand pat. If your star quarterback who's making $30 million is even slightly hurt, if he has a cold, he has to sit down because the season is lost. You got to spare him any pressure at this point if he's going to be...
That has absolutely nothing to do with... I'm asking you if you think Stafford played on Sunday, would they have beaten the Bears? And you're saying no. Driscoll was only a...
No, the Bears... Listen, how many times have we airmailed it in Chicago? How many times have we gotten...
What does it have to do with yesterday on Sunday?
Right. What does it have to do with everything on Sunday?
No, what does it have to do with the game Sunday against the Bears?
Past Sunday.
Driscoll was more physically moving in the pocket where Stafford...
Okay,
if he would have
I'm sorry, Dorian. They have a better chance to beat him with Matthew Stafford.
They beat the Bears.
Yes.
Dorian, you said, and I quote, they're going to need the Bears to have to forget how to play defense. They're going to need the Cowboys to lay down. Neither of those things, I believe, are true. To get those wins, I think Detroit absolutely doesn't need... I mean, if Stafford's healthy, I think they beat the Bears this past Sunday. He's not, so it's kind of a moot point. But I don't think it takes some sort of miracle for them to beat the Bears at home when they play them. I don't.
Particularly if Stafford's going to play.
Yeah.
The Lions defense shut down the Bears every time but three. There were three drives by the Bears, and one of them was on a short field. Every drive but three. They held the Bears to less than 250 yards in offense. Not that the Bears are an offensive juggernaut, but the Lions' defense is one of the worst in the league.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.